He ambled on down the street toward the creek and the private spot where he sometimes met Miss Hattie, and nowadays sometimes studied his Bible. He was reading in Acts now, and was purely excited by the things he was finding. A lady was coming out of the mercantile down in the next block. She was too far away for him to be sure of who she was, but she looked familiar. Billy Ray got a smile all ready to give to her. He didn't, though. The fine, lazy afternoon was stopped in its tracks by the screech of a steam whistle high up on the mountain. This was not the time of day for a shift change. Not for an hour or better. And the whistle didn't just blow, then fall silent. It screeched. And it screeched and went on howling, whoever was pulling the chain letting up for barely a moment before he yanked on it again.
"Oh, Lord," Billy Ray whispered,
as he ran to the mouth of the next cross street and turned to look, seeing if he could spot where the whistle was. All up and down the street, other men were doing the same, and the women on the street stopped where they were, looking confused and worried.
"Shangri One!"
someone shouted, just as Billy Ray was reaching the same conclusion. Trouble at the Shangri One. The emergency whistle continued to squall, but up and down the valley, there was an ominous silence as stamp mills at the other mines quit their incessant pounding. Other whistles at the other mines hooted flurries of quick call-up signals.
"Jesus," Billy Ray mumbled.
Then he was running, racing for the narrow path he had known so well. His heart was pounding even harder than his feet as he ran up the path. Above him, at the Shagra, the steam whistle continued to blow.
"Jesus, oh Jesus, please help them," Billy Ray prayed as he continued running.